1,600 miles away in North Dakota, the Standing Rock Sioux have been fighting a proposed oil pipeline they worry could contaminate tribal lands. WHYY's Dana DeFilippo notes there's a similar fight unfolding much closer to home. And Dana, where is this pipeline fight that some are calling the next Standing Rock?
It's in Mahwah, a township in North Jersey just south of the New York line. The Ramapo tribe set up teepees in October on tribal land, initially as a show of solidarity with Standing Rock. They call it the Split Rock Sweetwater Prayer Camp. But the encampment turned into an environmental protest when the tribe learned more about the Pilgrim Pipeline that is planned in New York and New Jersey.
Tell me more about this Pilgrim Pipeline.
Well, the pipeline would be a 178-mile pipeline, parallel pipelines actually, and they would carry Bakken crude oil from Albany, New York, down to a refinery in Linden, New Jersey, and then back again. The pipeline would cross Bergen, Morris, Union, Somerset, and Middlesex counties, so it's a big deal up there. Environmentalists worry that a spill could contaminate the drinking water for millions of people in New Jersey and New York. There's about 4,000 Ramapo who live on either side of the New York New Jersey border, and they're concerned that this pipeline and others threaten tribal land. The camp is on nearly 14 acres, and it's at the foot of the Ramapo Mountains. They've set up camp there on sacred ground that they've used for years to pray and gather and have ceremonies. Little Wolf, who is an Arawak Taino indigenous man who's staying at the Split Rock camp, says that Native people are being disproportionately affected by these pipelines.
The pipeline that is here is no different than the pipeline that is in Standing Rock or any of the other pipelines that are being laid around the country. It's almost like perspective has gone wild, and is going wild at the cost of a particular group of people. It's going wild at the cost of Native people, and it's not just here, it's all the way to the south. There is an obligation, there is a duty for us to stand and rise and say no.
Dana, Little Wolf is among how many people at the encampment?
It changes from day to day, from week to week. There's maybe a hardcore group of about a half dozen or so who have been staying there since October. There are others who circle in and out, a couple dozen groups from environmental groups, people who support the Native American cause.
Now, you've noted that the site abuts a mountain. Are there other homes in the vicinity as well?
So up on the hillside is a development of multi-million dollar mansions. And the people who live in those mansions aren't super happy, or some of the people aren't super happy with the prayer camp because they feel that they have built these teepees in a floodplain. And they're worried that if the river should rise, that will cause problems in terms of all the structures there being washed away.
Dana, now 3 months in, how is the protest going?
It's been a bumpy road for the Ramapo. Mahwah Township officials have ordered the tribe to take down their teepees. They gave the tribe citations with thousands of dollars in fines for code violations, everything from building permanent structures, which aren't allowed there, to building on a floodplain. The Ramapo's chief, Dwayne Perry, feels that this kind of opposition is rooted in racism.
I think you got one or two white supremacists lost their minds, and they're driving this sort of hate challenge that we're finding every day. Every time we've ever had a ceremony to pray, there's been a complaint coming down about assemble and make a noise. What are those people doing over there? So if it's not racism, it's certainly some form of anti-spiritual religious position.
The township and the tribe are sorting out this dispute now. The Ramapo say they have no plans to shut down this camp, at least not until the pipeline company abandons their proposal. And that company, which is called Pilgrim Pipeline Holdings, LLC, they haven't filed for permits in New Jersey yet. Their New York filings remain in the very earliest stages.
And so can that sorting out ultimately take place in court?
It most likely will.
Thanks, Dana.
Thanks so much, Dave.
WHYY's Dana DeFilippo on Newsworks Tonight.